Okay, lads, coming up very shortly, of course, we have the Atlas Into Light. And I'm delighted to see you here in the studio this morning. I have Yvan and Anya to talk about. Good morning, girls.
Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Good. Hard to believe it's 12 months on, Anya?
Yeah, time flies.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. It's like I'm still waiting for the summer last year.
There was one non-go account of COVID. Is this four?
This is five. It's our sixth year.
So it's our fifth. So it's our fifth. It's one of these days, Anya, that everybody tries their best to get out an event, because I mean this is something that everybody knows somebody that needs help. Pierre House are doing the best they can. We had the figures up there. I think they're still up there actually. In 2022, Pierre answered 28,849 calls and 57,420 ticks. Like, that's an astronomical number, lads, isn't it?
Crazy. And the work they do is just phenomenal. I just, you know, we don't know what they do behind the scenes. You know, most of the work they do, it's all on the QT, and they just basically, you know, they help people who are self-harming, people who are suicidal, but also they help families and friends of people who have been bereaved by suicide, which I think is probably, you know, a massive part of what they do that people don't realise. They give so much help. And again, we always say this, 80% of their finances come from donations and fundraising. And that's what Darkness Into Light is to raise money and awareness, but to help raise funds for the work that PHA do, the services that they provide.
Yeah. And we spoke about it last year as well, the volunteers and getting people to answer the phones. That's a huge commitment as well.
Yeah, Yvan. So it's 24/7. Their lines are open 24/7. Yvan has the details there. She'll call them out to you.
If you want to make just an inquiry, like if you were maybe wanted to know about their services, something like that. So the number for that is 0818 111 126. If it's an emergency, if it's a crisis, it's 1-800-247-247. That's 24 hours. That's 1-800-247-247. A very easy number to remember, I think. And also you can text HELP to 51444. That's 51444. There'll always be someone at the end of the line. It's 24 hours. As Anya said there, it's for self-harming, if you're suicidal. But I was saying to Tony there in the car, if you're a family member and you're worried about someone and you don't know what to do, because it is very daunting. I suppose people aren't equipped, you know.
Yeah.
You could ring and ask for help. What do you do? Where do you go? What's the steps? How do you approach someone? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's very important as well. And also the bereavement for families for suicide, I think, in our local area over the last couple of years. I think that's very important as well, that they have a number, because I suppose family and friends are doing their best, but like that, are they qualified, you know? And I suppose every bereavement is different, but that's a very different bereavement, I think.
Yeah. I had a person on here dealing with suicide, it must be 10 years ago now on the breakfast show, 7 or 8 years ago. And I asked him, I said, look, If you committed suicide tonight, I said, after speaking to me here this morning, should I have looked for signs?
Yes.
And he said, definitely, Mick. Yeah. I said, definitely. And I said, can you give me some example? He said, yeah. He said, look, if somebody is inclined to give you something very personal, like a ring or a watch or something like that, that's one of the signs, he said.
Yeah.
The other sign is if you're very friendly with somebody, but you never get very close, you're like hugging you or anything like that. And all of a sudden, you get a big hug and a squeeze. He said, be careful.
Yeah.
Because they're small signs, but they are signs, you make. And yes, the signs are there. It's very hard to see them, but if you are very alert in it, you will pick up on it.
Yes, yes. You know? Yeah.
But then, okay, but that's grand event. You get the sign. But where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
what these numbers are for too. Do you know what I mean? If you have a niggling in the back of your mind about someone, you know, and we're all the same. So will I say something? Will I do something? You know, yeah. Just ring this number. I mean, what harm is it going to do?
Exactly.
Do you know?
Mm. And we have some training coming up as well in town. So on the 29th of May, we're doing a training course in the All GA Club. It's the HSC are providing it. It's I think they're free, aren't they? They're free.
Yeah.
So we will send in some information. I don't have the details of that at the moment. You can register online if you want to do it. It's a 3.5 hour course. We'll also be setting up, so that's the Safe Talk course on the 29th of May. So if you want to look up Safe Talk training on the HSC website, as I said, it's online. You can register and it's free. And then we'll also be setting up another course. And actually the Safe Talk is going to be on in Middleton GA Club the end of April. So in a week or two, if those dates suit you. There's also one going to be on in Ahada. So I'll send the information that if people are interested in doing that training. And that's just to have that safe conversation with somebody, to give you the confidence to have that conversation with somebody. And I suppose no matter what training you do, if it's a friend or a family member, that talk is always so difficult.
First of all, girls, my apologies, my cough. I've a chest infection with a week and a half, and the antibiotics finished last night. They don't seem to be working, so I'm going to have to start again. But to get back to what you're saying there, Anya, it's never, ever too early to speak. If you get a sign, you get a sign for someone young that's being bullied on their mobile phone in school at a very young age.
Yes.
So there's no point in turning your back on that because, I mean, the signs could be there early.
100%. And, like, we have children and teenage children and older children and, you know, that's somebody asked me one time, why am I doing this? Why do I do the work? And I've said, maybe it's a selfish reason because I have children and I don't know what's coming down the line for them. And the online, you know, that social media and that phone that they have constantly, like, we didn't grow up with that. We don't know the pressures or we don't know what's happening online there.
No.
It's just horrendous what our young people have to go through.
Absolutely.
I mean, bullying isn't just in school or anything like that anymore. It's in your bedroom. It's in their bedroom.
Of course.
At night time, you know, and you're downstairs. You don't know
what's
going on. I'm the same. I suppose I have two young kids. My oldest now has gone into secondary school. And, you know, I suppose we're worried, you know, you'll be worried about them. And you want to make home a safe place so they can come home and speak to you.
Yeah. That's the most important thing,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That they can come home and speak to you and that they have the confidence to speak to you. And I think a lot of young people are good at that now.
Yeah.
Whereas I suppose we weren't.
No.
Well, we weren't too bad in our husband.
And I suppose our parents weren't. You know,
it was a different generation.
It was,
generation.
Was
yeah. Everything was brushed under the carpet. Yeah. You know, you just had to get on with things.
Exactly. I've only one grandson there, and I look at him. He's only 15 months old. I look at him often and say, "My God,
what's ahead of him?"
Yeah. I mean, you were right. Like, back in our day, it was a different world.
Yeah.
But nowadays, my God, there's so many things that the voices that people use.
Yeah.
Anya, as well, you spoke to me during the week about formation of a group, and I spoke to someone else about it as well here in town. Ray Kennedy, I think I spoke to Ray about it.
So there's a group of us after coming together in the last month, and we're just trying to come up with to try to normalise the conversation around, you know, your mental well-being. And there's a group, mainly guys, have come together and said, you know, I have an issue. I struggle with my mental health, or I work on my mental well-being. And
I think Declan Matthews is involved as well.
Declan Matthews is involved, yeah.
Which would be very good. Shane
is a counsellor down in the Yall Cancer Support Centre, has kind of been driving this. Ken Dempsey's big into driving this. And, you know, it's guys that have come together and said, right, we want to have the conversation. You know, we want to normalise the conversation, and we want people to come in, have a chat with us, you know, just meet us on the street, say, you know, I'm not feeling great at the moment. And, like, we're not counsellors, we're not professionals, but we want to, like, send them in the right direction.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a phone number for this, here's a phone number for Samaritans, here, you know, or maybe just do you want to go for a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a chat?
Yeah.
And we want to normalise that behaviour in the town, surrounding areas of Yall. And that's kind of our focus. We're meeting again next Monday night, and the group is growing week by week. We're trying to bring more groups in, like the golf club, the rugby club, the soccer club, GA club. We have people from Alcoholics Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous. So all the groups around town, I think we're getting Yara involved as well. You know, all the groups, and try and bring, actually, there was a guy, Martin Roy from HSE, down last week speaking to us. And he said, you know, setting up a group like this in the community, it's like Sesame Street. You know the song, who are the people in your neighbourhood? Yeah. That's what you want. You want the people in your neighbourhood.
Exactly.
The people that you meet when you're walking down the street.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I was like, that is just brilliant. That's a great message to get out there. And that's what we want, the people in the street to come up and talk or get involved or, you know, to normalise the conversation. So we have a lot of things down the pipeline, you know, organising events, training events. So, yeah, great ideas out there and really powerful people coming together.
And I think it would probably be vital as well on an event that when this group expands, that these people are known.
Yeah.
Because there's no point in having a group if somebody doesn't know who is in the group.
Yeah.
I think it's
that they're accessible.
Exactly. Yeah, that if I'm walking up the street and I have a problem and I say, who the hell was Anya talking about? I could say, oh, you're... Declan Matthews, he's in the group. Are you going to have a word with him? I think it's vital that these people are known in the street and in the community.
I just thought it was a great message to get across, like, who are the people in your neighbourhood? You know, who are the people you meet when you're walking down the street? So, you know, getting publicans involved. Who will see the signs? Because, again, they're people that are, you know, in the trade. And then they'll see someone. They don't usually come in at this hour of the day. Or, you know, they're sitting there by themselves. Yeah. They're usually mixing with people. Yeah. You know, they'll see signs.
Yeah.
People in restaurants are, you know, that's what we want.
That's what's good about y'all as well. You know, people in the community are good to look out for other people.
Yes.
As Anya said, you'd see the sign. But that's funny now that he's in at this hour of the day, or I haven't seen John in a couple of days, you know.
Yeah.
So I think this group is great because it's local people coming together. It's people that have been affected by suicide. It's people that are suffering from their mental health, you know, parents, you know, grandparents, you know, I think it's great. And you have every walk of life.
Yeah.
So.
And as Ria said to me, it was in Middleton, I met him the other day when he mentioned this, but Ria said, Mick, if you're only mattered for one life, wouldn't it make it all worthwhile? And it would.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I'm always saying this, the work that we do, you know, for Pieta House, or promoting Pieta House and promoting Darkness into Light and helping with the fundraising, it's, you're not going to save everybody.
No.
You can't save everybody.
No.
And if you're talking to people, or you're helping someone in the family, or you're meeting them, or you're having that discussion and you're seeing the signs and you're doing everything that you're supposed to do, there's no guarantee that you can help everybody.
No.
But you could help people that you don't realise, and you won't realise the lives that you've saved.
Exactly.
So, and I do believe that through the work we're doing, that we have saved lives. We might not know exactly who. Yep. We do know a few. Yep. But I do believe that we do save lives. And by people coming together on Saturday, the 11th of May, people coming together on that morning, and actually the ad from Pieta House says, you know, it says, some people get up early every morning. But on this day, on the 11th of May, we want everybody to get up early and share a sunrise. And it's such a powerful message.
Yeah.
Of everybody that's there together and showing their support for somebody, and they don't know who they're supporting.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who they're supporting.
Yeah.
You know, they want to show the people of y'all and surrounding areas, East Cork, West Waterford, that we want to support you.
Yeah.
If you're in need or you're in crisis and you just need to go for a cup of coffee, just talk.
Yeah.
Normalise the conversation and talk.
Because I'm involved with Gina since she started this in 2018 or 19 or 12, but I remember when I come back in from or in here to the studio for a few hours, I'll never forget, it was in here on my own one morning and there was a text came in there and I just didn't know what to do. It was a lady who, she said she was sitting by her window looking out with the candle lighting. Her husband had committed suicide only couple of months before that.
Yeah.
And she said, if he realised, she said, the help he had been to me this morning. You know?
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it because I said, there are people, as you said, with a good event, that it's not just the people that commit to suicide, it's the people who are left afterwards.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, they have an awful big struggle in front of them. And if this can help them, you know?
Yeah, and a lot
that shook me that morning, that shook me, you know.
Yeah. A lot of people would think that Pieta House are for people who are suicidal. And they might not realise that it's for people who are self-harming. and also for people who are bereaved by suicide.
Yes.
And, you know, you could pick up the phone and inquire about support. If you're not able to go to the centre, or, you know, they can come to you.
They can come to you. Yeah.
They can come to the house. Yeah. They'll sit down, have a cup of tea and have a chat with you. And they're professionals. And they're, like, you might think, I spoke to somebody recently, they were bereaved by suicide. And, you know, they were like, I was really negative about the conversation. And, I was saying, I've nothing to say. I'm doing okay. I can't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. And he said the first question they asked, he said they just... It was like they just opened up, and I just kept going, and I kept talking, and I kept talking. And he said afterwards, I was saying, I thought I had nothing to say. I did. I wasn't ready to talk. I felt I wasn't ready to talk. And he said, they obviously knew what they were doing and the questions they asked. So,
and I mean, as well, even I mean, you're there with we spoke about really well, bullying and things. I mean, that is something that can lead to something more drastic. So I mean, even bullying is something that people should talk about as well.
Oh, 100%.
Because it,
100%.
That could go too late.
Oh, 100%.
I certainly would be inclined to advise young kids or whatever, no matter what's happening over the phone, in the schoolroom, in the classroom, in the bathroom, in the toilets in the school, if there's any inkling at all of it, go and speak to someone straight away.
Yeah,
there's no point in battling it up inside you, because that can lead to more drastic.
And it can lead to suicide in teenagers.
Exactly,
as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was only listening to a lady on a podcast the other day, and her daughter had committed suicide because she was being bullied. She was about, I think, 16, 17. But she found her diaries after. I mean, it was horrendous. It was horrendous, yeah. But, like, that was about 10 years ago. And I'd say in the last 10 years, things have improved, you know. Schools are very much aware of it, families at home are very much aware of it, but you still have to keep on top of it.
And I suppose that's, I know, because somebody, and he said it to me the other we were speaking about something like this on here, and someone said to me after, Mick, what you're saying is right, but is there any way around maybe lifting it a bit, lightening it a bit, you know, not all doom and gloom, not getting to people's minds that, you know, you're not there, call, try and get them that, no, you're not, you're in a great place. Just, if you have problems, come to us, but not to bring lower the level of the of the thinking behind the conversation, to lift the people, to lift them rather than lower them. And I suppose they have a point that we should be lifting them as well.
Well, I was only saying to Ani in the car before we came in, to reiterate that the morning of the 11th of May, yes, it is about remembering, and it is about coming together, but it's also a really feel good factor that morning. And if we've good weather, of course, and the beautiful town that we live in, it's a really feel, you know, it is. There's a great feeling. Everyone comes together. Do you know, we've a great laugh outside. I'm outside doing the tea, the coffee. We always have, do you know, everyone is in good form. I suppose on your walk, you're remembering, you know, you're thinking of people or whatever, but, you know, life is for living, and I suppose, and to be grateful that we live in this beautiful town, and look at that beautiful sunrise coming up.
I mean, the night lights that were put up there, all that's a fascinating vision, I mean, you know, coming in, you see all the little night lights.
And I mean, everybody makes such a great effort, Mick, do you know?
Unbelievable.
All the way along the route every year.
Yeah. Listen, lads, I know I'm, we've got 2 or 3 minutes to go. Even new bib, have you?
Yeah, so the Darkness Into Light t-shirts, so a few years ago they brought in their sustainability policy, so you have an option now to buy a t-shirt, or you can use your old t-shirt. They have a new t-shirt out actually this year. Again, it's an option if you want to go with the standard t-shirt, or they have the rainbow on the Darkness Into Light sign, kind of for the inclusion part of things as well. And they also have like a sticker now, you know, like you get on a race or whatever, you pin on your number. So for participants who may not have a t-shirt, they can just pin on the number just to show that they have registered. So, but again, we don't, you know, we don't ask people, are you registered? Have you paid online? Have you donated? We have donation boxes outside on the morning. If you can't register online, if you can't afford to pay it, don't let that stop you. Come out if you want to throw money in a box. If you don't, we don't stop people. It's about the power of people coming together on the morning, sharing the sunrise, sharing your support. That's where the power is on it. And enjoy it. Enjoy the walk. As Yvan said, we have a good crack outside. And there is 1 mile around town, which is a reflective mile. So people are asked to just be quiet while they're walking and just think about, maybe somebody they've lost, not necessarily to suicide, but just, you know, whatever people are thinking. And then enjoy it. Like coming in last year when we were coming in the boardwalk, the tide was in.
That's right.
Oh, it was silent.
Beautiful.
It was silent. Absolutely. Even the teenagers and the youngsters. And just listening to the waves coming in, I will never forget it.
Absolutely.
And like we can put out all the candles or we can have whatever, you know, we put into it, the work we put into it. But we have that in y'all that other walks don't have.
Exactly.
That setting is just incredible.
Okay, lads. Okay, you know, volunteers? Do you need volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers. Yeah.
Phone number?
I'd give you my phone number. It's 087 764-1081. And again, I'm just getting a text message there from Kevin Daly saying, Anya, you know I'm here on the morning of. It's just, and we don't even have to ask. I was saying to Ivan, I picked up the phone yesterday to Shane Cahan, who always does the stage for us. And the line was bad and I could barely hear him. He could barely hear me. And all I could hear was, it's no problem. We'll do the stage. No problem. We're sorted. I didn't even have to ask because, you know, it's just people in this town are just incredible.
It's like copy and paste every year now.
Yvonne, do you want to add anything before we go up?
We hope to see big numbers this year. Just maybe the numbers that they can ring again. The emergency crisis number is 1-800-247-247. And text help to 51444.
Okay. Lads, I'll be here for the next four Saturdays before it happens. So if you need anything, just give me a ring.
Thank
sure.
you.
All right. And we'll maybe call in again and talk to
Maria. You can ring Maria or ring someone on Monday morning. And Lads, come in as often as you want.
Yeah.
That's about it, listeners. I'm going to wrap it up because I'm well over time. Noel Tron is coming in with the Rural Report show. I'm going to leave it, lads, with a number, and thanks to Michael Farrell, Summerfield Bear, and all the gang out there for their sponsorship of the Breakfast Show. 15 years now, lads. I think that's a record as far as sponsorship of any show on any radio station. I'd say it's a record, 15 years. But thanks to Michael and Annette for that. And I'm going to leave the two girls here with the message that I have here, a message just in. And it says, lovely chat, lads. Well done from Daniel Mulcahy.